back. Top of the second hour this Wednesday, July 1st, 2020. So, speaking of where we're at, we're on the cusp of celebrating Independence Day in America. Despite the best efforts to hamper it, are we going to use bells, bonfires, you know, firearms, and, you know, those kinds of things that John Adams spoke about? Remember, he wrote to Abigail immediately and said, this is the greatest day in American history, and we should commemorate it with all of these things, all of these celebrations. It should be loud, should be noisy, it should be, you know, very demonstrable, and above all, it should be commemorated with prayer to Almighty God. So John Adams said. So speaking of where we're at, with that in view, Edmund Burke, you know this expression, like I said, all that is necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men do nothing. The way bad guys express it, like I've said, you know, you have John Stuart Mill, bad men need nothing more to compass their ends than that good men should look on and do nothing. Mr. and Mrs. McCloskey obviously did not look on and do nothing. They got out and they showed us how, despite the fact that, you know, as many folks have heckled them, they are not, clearly not the most tactically, you know, sound, most modern warrior, you know, well-trained, etc. They got out and they did it. They didn't look on and do nothing. Even Mrs. McCloskey, which should never have to happen. Again, you know, to me, this is the best argument for the Second Amendment that you could ever have. You know, if you had 100, 2, 3, 4, 500 by some accounts, even if it was 100 people storming your house, and you know, grandma and grandpa are there, basically. You and your wife are there. You get 100 people, an angry riot, you know, an angry mob. Oh, they're peaceful protesters, right, who destroyed private property. No, that's not peaceful protesting. And if you're going to storm someone's property like that, you deserve to be shot. Period. And these people have a right to defend themselves and protect themselves. So the Second Amendment reads, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, not a Brazilianized state, being necessary to the security of a free state. We're hearing security is important. Freedom is important. A well-regulated militia then being necessary to the security of the free state. We need that well-regulated militia. We don't need the regulars because, again, Adam Smith's sentiment about the difference, the distinction of a society characterized by the militia versus the regulars. I mentioned that last week. I'll leave that at that. You know what I'm saying? We need that. And therefore, as the Second Amendment further states, the right of the people to keep and bear arms for that purpose, right, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. The militia, according to the founders, was every able-bodied 18 to 50 year old male man. So where are those folks coming to the aid of the McCloskeys and everybody else in St. Louis, everywhere else? Anyway, this is insane. Minneapolis, the people should be outraged. The city council should be removed immediately. And you know what? If you want to find your own security at your own expense, Minneapolis city council members, you're welcome to it. But don't burden your constituents with your stupidity. The way that Edmund Burke put it, you know, bad guys put it, the way John Stuart Mill put it, the way good guys put it, Edmund Burke said, when bad men combine, the good must associate, else they will fall one by one, an unpitied sacrifice in a contemptible struggle. And that's what's happening. You know, divide et impera is an old expression. It's an old modus operandi. And we need to get wise to it. And quick, to the phones. Fred in Iowa, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Good morning, Chris.
Morning. Good morning, Fred.
I've pulled a lot. You'll understand this, probably the listening audience won't. I've pulled a lot of green chain. I've set a lot of chokers. Mm-hmm. I've hauled a lot of logs, and that's before Jake breaks, when we had to run water on our brakes.
Yeah.
And I've topped a few spar trees. I've fished for halibut in the Gulf of Alaska. I've fished for king crab in the Bering Sea. All these aren't exactly desk jobs.
No.
And this happened in the state of California, Oregon, Idaho, but mostly in Alaska. Now, you were speaking of communism. It don't make a crapola, whether it's, you call it communism, socialism, or fascism. A tyranny and a dictatorship is a tyranny. A tyranny is a tyranny.
Absolutely.
But there is such appalling ignorance. And it doesn't require a super IQ to understand. I'll quote a saying by Benjamin Franklin. The unexamined life is not worth living. I suggest you, meaning all, look into your own soul, your own prejudice, your own bias. And we all have normalcy bias. Look at yourself. And when you do that, you're looking into your own conscience. The Holy Spirit speaks to everyone. Everyone. You could say that's your conscience. But when you do not listen, the Holy Spirit, that Holy Spirit will be drawn from you by degrees. And then after a while, your conscience is seared.
Yep.
No more help. Given. There's only one sin unto death. Only one. And that is the rejection of the Holy Spirit. But let's get into this. March and of black people and white people. I believe from my heart that this is a morally and a righteous thing to do. But if people would study history, next, including Christians, and then face up to the hell that this country has done, and it's done one worldly lot of greatness and good. I got a website to suggest to you and everybody later on. in the first hour about petulant children. And to quote a verse from the Bible, not verbatim. But when I was a child, I thought as a child. I acted as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. And we're a nation now and a world of ignorant, cowardly children. And they can be manipulated, propagandized so easy. Because of their ignorance. And there's a reason for that, but I won't go into that.
Yeah, I would say we would agree it's a spiritual battle and a spiritual issue first and foremost. I think Dana Ashley did a good video on the history recently. She's done some interesting stuff on the history recently that I would encourage folks to look at. And speaking of the manipulation and the social engineering, a lot of folks, including in Dana's video that I'm thinking of, have talked about this victim psychopathy where people are encouraged to believe themselves victims, or similarly, like you're saying, you know, believe that they are children, basically, that need some kind of guidance. We need to listen to the experts and, you know, these kinds of things. They're varying degrees, I think, of the same manipulation.
Well, I agree with you there.
And the Bible tells us that, you know, we have Christ as our intercessor, and men, you know, should not try to get in between men and God. We all should, you know, that should be, that's where you really start to, I think, feel your own personal accountability is when you realize that, as the Bible says, we will all give account for ourselves. We're not going to give account for the tribe or the herd, so to speak, but we will each give account for ourselves. And
you made a very salient, important, profound statement there. In the end, and now, and right now, you have to stand for yourself as an individual and your relationship with the Creator. If you trust in the arm of man, you're a damn fool. And no man, with the exception of Christ that walked the earth, was perfect. And when you rely on the arm of man, you're lost. If you fear the Creator, you will not fear man. You won't even fear death. Death isn't very comfortable. It's basically torture. But I want to cover a few more things, and then I'll get out of the way, and I'll probably pull in a lot of colors. But search your own soul. Look at your own heart. Test your thoughts, your normalcy biases, your prejudice. And I strongly suggest you use as a guide and a foundation the word of the Creator. And if you can face up to your own self, then you might gain a little knowledge and understanding that can lead you to salvation. But here's the website for you, Chris, and everybody out there. It's on YouTube. Colorado, that's the state, Colorado. experience KKK. Search that. Now, everybody says that they do a hell of a lot of research. I do too. But don't stop just on the first research information you may get. Go farther and see where they're coming from. Now, I don't agree with the AC. But this website, Prado Experience KKK, YouTube. Get standing. Okay, that's friend, I hope to talk to you later. Have a good bye.
Thank you, Fred. Much appreciated. Let me go back real quick to the list that I was mentioning. List of states. This is sort of academic, I realize. Just in the remaining moments here. States that I saw represented in little downtown Whitefish, Montana over the weekend. And remember, bear in mind, these are probably not folks who were in state before the COVID, if you know what I mean. So, California, Colorado, Idaho, like I said, you know, the usual suspects, Idaho, Oregon, Washington, California isn't unusual, but then further away places, Michigan, Minnesota, saw Missouri in Montana, interesting, Nevada, several Nevada, New York, North Dakota, like I said, Ohio, where else did I see? Several Texas license plates, Utah, Virginia, several Virginia, Wyoming, which isn't unusual, Wisconsin. That's, you know, for a place the size of Whitefish, that's a lot of out-of-staters under the circumstances, if you know what I mean. And I'm talking about multiple vehicles from several of those states that are, many of which are not close by. Just an interesting observation. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Further ado, let's go back to the phones real quick. Warren in Montana, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, Chris, you're not the only one there that had that experience last week. And I took a trip through Thompson River Road, ACM Road, and those campgrounds were, I don't know, a lot of same thing, just out of towners, Colorado, Washington, Oregon, Idaho, which is normal, but Colorado. Anyway, I went through Hot Springs, stayed there, through Thompson Falls, and then we took the detour through Trail Creek. And
went through Paradise, probably.
Yeah. So
Paradise,
all over the place. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just rigs from, I never seen so many out-of-towners, and they got their kayaks and their toys, their bicycles on the roof and stuff like that on their racks. And it was just
Minnesota, Illinois, Virginia, Texas, Utah, Ohio. Yeah.
Yep.
And
people are,
if I could,
buying stuff. They're buying real estate sight unseen.
Yeah.
The Troy realtor, the one that's been there for over 15 years, they only have 10 homes for sale, maybe 8 lots, like in the Yak and stuff. And in Kalispell, this plumbing wholesaler, the biggest in the United States, this guy worked there for like 15 years. And he said the last 2 months have been record sales for plumbing wholesale.
Huh.
In his whole 15 years, he's been in Kalispell.
So the last 2 months, obviously being, some of the worst months in the United States economy in in history and record wholesale plumbing sales, huh?
The 15 years.
Which basically, which sort of underscores, you know, the folks I've said in recent months and years, I keep hearing from different people who don't know each other, the billionaires are buying out the millionaires. I've heard a few people say that, and I've, every time I hear it, I think, you know, where is this coming from? I don't know what the source or the root of that expression is, but I've heard several people who don't know each other say that. And, you know, that's what I think of when you say what you said, those kinds of things. How difficult is it to control a place? There's, you know, the Batman contingent. I've talked about Mike Gogan, speaking of Kalispell and Whitefish and that area. Mike Gogan is a guy who, like Pigpen in the Peanuts comic series, there's just dirt that follows him always, everywhere. And he's, you know, always trying to pass himself off as some philanthropic, humanitarian, you know, human trafficker. He's, I would say he's kind of the Jeffrey Epstein of Whitefish, Montana. And or the Albert Hakim, because I think the Two Bear Air thing at Kalispell Airport probably, you know, has some interesting friends and stuff. I don't think it's just because he's a philanthropist that he donates $150,000 a year to staff this stuff that he paid for, you know, in the tune of millions. But he has his tentacles into all kinds of businesses and interests and things. And so you wonder, I mean, how difficult would it be to have somebody like that control a large portion of, for example, you know, Western Montana?
Yeah, I don't know. So, yeah.
For the kinds of sales that you're talking about, you know, plumbing sales for one of the largest or the largest wholesaler in the country in a record low economic period, you know, obviously somebody's circulating some cash somewhere, and some folks have been paid. We've seen, you know, Congress give some people handsome benefits, and I'm pretty sure it's not folks running to plumbing wholesalers with their $1,200 stimulus check. I'm pretty sure that's not what that is.
No, they only sell to plumbers. They don't sell to the public.
Right.
And you said there's one group has like 12, 36 unit apartment buildings they're building and stuff like that.
Huh.
Just everybody's building and busy, even though with the virus and stuff, guys are just working in certain rooms and stuff like that in the apartments. And
interesting.
Crazy.
We're headed into a break. Stick around if you want, Warren. Folks, we'll be right back.
Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Bottom of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. This Wednesday, July 1st, 2020. Tomorrow is Independence Day by John Adams standard. We'll celebrate a couple of days after that. It's Independence Day. It's not the 4th of July. It's Independence Day, and we should be speaking of it as such, and we should not allow ourselves to be cowed into this coercive belief that we all have to be protected from ourselves. We should all be wrapped in bubble wrap and wearing helmets while we wave a sparkler and watch the adults launch fireworks. That's not the kind of freedom that was intended. And so anyway, I'm curious, Warren, you mentioned, you know, travel through Western Montana over the weekend. Did you encounter or did you hear about the situation at the halfway house that I mentioned earlier?
No, I didn't. I didn't hear about that.
Well, I'm interested. I'm trying to follow up on that and find out more about it. But, you know, basically,
Joe Biden.
There's. Pardon?
I drove by there Sunday. I didn't notice anything.
Yeah, Saturday night there was a big event, concert event with Kelly Hughes playing, and the people were forced to social distance. They couldn't dance under the pavilion, which, I mean, this audience, I'm sure most don't know that the new, the pavilion area out back is a fancy, cool place. They've done a lot of work in recent years there, and that pavilion area is one of the things that they've built that's fairly new, just in the last year. And it's really a cool thing, actually. And people really enjoy gathering there. They do a good job with the concerts and stuff. People always have a lot of fun. And they do so as responsible adults, I would say, in the vast majority of cases. A lot of folks have places across the highway on Bull Lake and the surrounding area. But apparently over the weekend, people were told that even though they had driven, in many cases, from different states, this, you know, local surrounding states primarily, like the Spokane area and North Idaho. Kelly Hughes has a huge fan base from where he used to play there in Post Falls. And so people came from out of state, paid to be at a place, and it's in a fenced area. It's not like people are wandering in and, you know, grandma's in danger. So they were there, and they were told that they had to. They couldn't dance on the dance floor under the pavilion in front of the stage, and that they had to social distance. You have to maintain 6 feet, even though there's no science that supports 6 feet. So this is Montana. Well, there was a rumor that the health department had threatened to shut it down, and their liquor license might be in danger if they weren't enforcing that.
Well, it's probably that Kathy lady. She's got a lot of power. Some people with their jobs, their power goes to their head, and that's what's probably what happened. I had some dealings with her myself. I turned her into the county commissioner, and I told the commissioner, Jerry, I says, I'll do what she said, but the county's going to get sued. Like a similar situation happened with a developer and another, and a former planner made him do all this extra stuff and was not up to code. And so anyway, that subject.
Well, that's, you know, it's another bit of irony, because I, you know, my experience in the construction industry in particular is that Montana historically has been more relaxed, I would say, than a lot of places. A lot of the more, you know, metropolitan areas that get overregulated, some folks know. And especially when you start to get inside of town, there's even less oversight and regulation. And if you're smart enough to build something in such a harsh climate that will withstand the elements, then chances are you built it, you know, up to standard, so to speak. And the irony of that to me is that historically, from what I've seen in Montana, most things in a climate that is less regulated, most things have been built to a higher standard than in places that I've seen where they're overregulated and you know, they're idiot proofing things. What ends up happening is they have inferior systems, inferior products, and people only, you know, there's this idea of laziness, and people say laziness means, you know, you're not exerting effort or whatever. I think laziness, in my mind, maybe I'm thinking of a different word, but I always think, when I think of laziness, I think of someone who does just enough to get by. They'll only do what is required or necessary to just barely, you know, get by. And that is what I have seen happen in those places that are overregulated. People end up doing that, and it ends up creating inferior product.
Yes, you're right. I came from the Seattle area. There, the building inspectors, they want everything earthquake-proof, and they don't care if the floor's level or the ceiling's level. They just want certain things, their codes. But here, they want an approved septic system installer, or not even that, and approved electrical permit. That's the only permits we have. We're relaxed here, but people, we build, you know, the home has to, when it sells, it has to pass appraisal. So people are going to build to that standard. Guys are going to build to that standard.
Right.
Because when they go to sell, it's got to appraise. It's got to, so it's a self-police, you know, situation out here. And,
exactly.
Like I said, we have all these codes. We don't have all these health inspectors and all this overhead. And we don't have a sales tax, which is
exactly.
Not true, but we don't need all these, you know, codes, ordinances, and like California and Washington has, and any way they can make a good guy into a bad guy, and you know, things get taken care of by themselves. We don't need Big Brother to hold our hands and stuff like that.
Imagine that, people self-policing. Yeah, and like you said, when you do that, people are sort of forced to exercise common sense. I mean, I think of Mike Rowe when he said that bit that he has said time and time again about how after they have sat in on thousands of hours of safety meetings because of his dirty jobs work, he said, you know, we've come to the conclusion that these safety meetings are making people less safe because it sort of anesthetizes people to the concept of safety, of true safety. And in similar fashion, in these overregulated places, that's all people are looking out for. And like you said, you have this burdensome bureaucracy that creates all this wasteful excess spending to have people running around in these fancy trucks looking at stuff time and time again that are in many cases issues that are sort of irrelevant to the structure in question, rather than just exercising some common sense. And like you said, self-policing, because down the road it's going to be important for various reasons, whether you sell it, like you said, and it has to appraise or whatever. And when you don't do that, and people think for themselves, that's a good thing. And you don't have that burden, like you said, the expense that you have to somehow find a way to accommodate.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
And at the same time, people, I mean, you've seen it. We've all seen people in those positions that are running around inspecting things. There's a certain, you know, it's the Mark Twain cornpone opinions. Show me where a man gets his cornpone, I'll tell you what his opinions is. He has to find a way to justify his job. There's a certain amount of job security that he's sort of trying to build into, you know, justifying. He's not just going to walk around and go, yeah, it looks good, looks fine. He's going to have to try to make his job seem relevant, if that makes sense. And we've all experienced that, I think, that have spent time in those industries and those places.
Yeah, like the halfway house, so that's the health inspector had to, and she did the same thing with me. She had to justify her job and power, and just got the wrong guy. I turned her into the county commissioner, and it doesn't bother me since, but some people, they have to justify their jobs and their power, and as in the military, and some people, and they get moved up into a leadership position, a power, you know, that goes to their head. They have to, I don't know, some people like cops and stuff do that too. And, so get off subject here, but anyway.
Yeah. Right on. Well, thanks for your call, Warren. Much appreciated as always.
Yeah, we'll see you probably on the 4th. It'll be in Libby.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, yeah, maybe nice I can sneak over.
Yeah, it was nice of
Libby has fireworks, right? Wasn't there an effort to raise crowdsource, basically, because Troy said no back in April, they had to decide, and
yeah,
I think is that what happened?
No, and then, and Ken, one guy here, at the last minute, he talked to the commissioners and the sheriff, and in the fireworks stand at the drive-in. They're doing that, and the last minute they got permission to host an event in Libby, right where the rodeo's at. And
right on.
So there's going to be a car show, some kids events. I'll probably have my car there.
So. Fantastic.
Yeah, so
I think that's great.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. So yeah, sneak over.
Well, hopefully, you know, speaking of the car show and stuff, hopefully hot August nights and everything can carry on.
That's still on, hot August nights. Matter of fact, I talked to some fellow Mopar guys in Spokane, everything, Seattle, all the shows are canceled.
Canada, and all over the place.
In Missoula, all that stuff, car shows. So car shows are all closed down. All the, sure, like the kids' events, like carnivals or traveling.
Yeah.
Circus things. I'm sure all that's gone, too. So it's Missoula mandatorily. They're a little bit liberal, but.
A little bit is an understatement, yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm sure all that stuff this summer is going to be done. So,
yeah, well, we'll see.
I don't know when they're,
hopefully.
When they're going to open up the borders, Canadian border, but sure, when they do, they'll be down here all over because things are a lot cheaper down here than. And a lot of guys come down and they have a list of maximum list of things on their duty they could bring up, and so they make trips down here just for that. So when they open that up, there's going to be they'll be all over.
Speaking of that, I saw a fair number of Albertans in Whitefish too over the weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see any of them, but I talked to a truck driver at 3 Mile in Bonner's Ferry, and he said it's just essentials only. They're letting in.
So. Which is, again, curious to me. I wonder why, you know, I doubt that they've all been hanging around since January or February. Maybe.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I doubt. They have a lot of money.
Yeah. Right on.
Cool.
Thanks again, Warren.
Thanks.
Much appreciated.
Have a good day.
All right. Yeah, interesting stuff happening in America. And, you know, again, I think we really need to, I don't know. This is a moment in American history where, I think that, you know, God is saying, "Is this really what you want?" We have an opportunity, and the evidence for things that we've seen. You know, these Christian principles, like Lauren said last Friday. You know, who can say that, you know, these 10, the 10 commandments are a bad idea. You know, when you start talking about thou shalt not kill, honor your father and mother, you know, these are common sense ideas. They should go without saying. And Jesus said, you know, when he was asked, they tried to trick him, which is the greatest of the commandments, the two are similar, you know, love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And the second is like unto it, love your neighbor as yourself. And as you look at your children playing as a parent, that makes perfect sense. It's just common sense. So will we be driven off the cliff by insanity, by the cultural Marxist contingent, or will we come to our senses? Stick around, I'll be right back.
extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world, and a new world.
Final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Wednesday, July 1st, 2020. It's Independence Day. That's what we should, that's how it should always be referred to. It's Independence Day. It's not the 4th of July. And for that matter, it was the 2nd of July when independence was declared, and it was the 4th it was ratified. But I think we should recall John Adams' sentiments in his letter to Abigail, and man, there was so much other stuff I was going to get to. There are some things I'll mention tomorrow probably, but I mentioned Edmund Burke's words, you know, and it's not that bad men combine, because they do, obviously, but those are the folks, you know, in the Brazilianized enclaves retreating from behind the shadows, too cowardly to come out and be honest about their malfeasance. It's the dupes and useful idiots that we see in the streets that unfortunately get the most visibility. And, you know, they don't know, like Yuri Bezmenov said, until they get the swift kick in their fat bottom, that what they were doing was maybe not such a good idea. But I will leave you with John Adams' sentiments on Independence Day. He wrote to Abigail on July 3, 1776. The second day of July, 1776, would be the most memorable epoch in the history of America. I'm apt to believe that it will be celebrated by succeeding generations as the great anniversary festival. It ought to be commemorated as the day of deliverance by solemn acts of devotion to God Almighty. Not to be solemnized with pomp and parade and shows, games, sports, guns, bells, bonfires, and illuminations from one end of this continent to the other from this time forward forevermore. May that spirit of freedom ring from coast to coast in America this week. That'll do it for today's broadcast. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.